From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A day of mixed messages from the White House about fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn's lawyers have offered to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Donald Trump's advisors and campaign and Russia, but only if Flynn is granted immunity from prosecution. President Trump said in an early morning tweet that Flynn should ask for immunity because he likened it to politically motivated harassment campaigns. White House spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters at a midday briefing he was not going to give Mike Flynn or anybody legal advice from the podium about whether he should testify.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
During the campaign, both candidate Donald Trump and Mike Flynn had said only someone guilty of a crime would seek immunity. President Trump directed his administration to review U.S. trade deficits and clamp down on countries that abuse trade rules in two executive orders. He said he would start a new chapter for U.S. workers and businesses.
Under my administration, the theft of American prosperity will end. We're going to defend our industry and create a level playing field for the American worker, finally.
Trump's trade orders come about a week before a visit by China's leader Xi Jinping, where trade issues are expected to be an important part of the two men's agenda. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.